Well, the Easter holidays officially get underway today. And have you thought about just how secure your home is whilst you're out enjoying yourself? Chances are it's not just your immediate family that will know when you're away. There are professionals that take advantage of families when they go away on holidays. And tightening up your home to burglar-proof it is easier than you think. I thought we'd talk to an expert this morning. His name is Scott Taylor. He is with Presidium Risk. He is a security, risk and resilience expert. He's on the phone now. G'day, Scotty.
Hey, great to speak with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too. I'm right, aren't I? If you go away on holidays, it's not just your immediate family that can tell you're away, correct?
Yeah, you're 100% right. There's a lot of things that we do that gives them indications of that, and some of those being posting on Facebook, but also we still have some people that will leave notes on their front door to trades and things. Hey, I'm away for a couple of weeks, but here's your money. Please mow the lawn and whatever else.
Yeah, that's pretty basic stuff, isn't it? But I mean, just the fact that your car might be away for a while, or lights aren't going on, mail building up, that sort of stuff. Take us through some of the steps that you think our listeners should be going through so that they can breathe easy while they're away. Take us through it.
Yeah, certainly. Well, a couple of ones is firstly, you mentioned before about perception and looking at your premises. So things like frosting your garage windows is one. So if people are looking in, it's hard for them to tell if there's a vehicle there, or changing as well for with your lights, making sure you've got some lights coming on at specific times of the day. These are really important ones, and things like the mail as well. But we're wanting people to think a little bit more broadly than that, because what we're seeing with residents is people will do items to improve their security, but then their personal habits and some of the things they do will weaken that. So they might get some good sensor lighting and tidy up the area, but they'll leave the back door open because that way the cat can get out, or the clothes will dry a bit quicker. Yeah. So it's just being aware of how your habits and things that we do can weaken the security of your house as well.
Now, what about some of these security systems? They're not as expensive as they used to be. My neighbours, for example, and we're getting one done because we're having some work done to the house. We're having this put in. Somebody rings the doorbell. The camera goes on. I can see who's at the front door, no matter where I am, and I can talk to them, and they think I'm in the house.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of easy and relatively inexpensive items that can be done to help enhance the security of the residents. And so the alarm is one, definitely some CCTV. But even some of the basic ones like motion activated lighting, those things are really important. And maintenance is another one that's really underutilized. If there's an area of your house near the back of the house where, you know, you mightn't be using that area as much, so we let it get a bit overgrown, we don't replace the light globe, that's the areas that people look at and try to get into your premises through. So it's really important to pay some attention to those as well.
If you have an automatic garage door opener, and let's say you've got two cars, you've taken one away on holidays or taken one to the airport, and the other car is in your carport, probably not a good idea to have that remote control in the other car.
That's a really important point, really good statement there. And the other point is information as well, because people leave things in their vehicles. They leave bills, they leave items in there as well. And that's got a lot of information about you that's just sitting outside and for quite some period of time. So, yeah, you're 100% right.
So what are your top five tips to help burglar-proof your home?
First one, I mean, you covered a bit about just sort of managing the perception of security, not just security. And so what we mean by that is, take some time to take a fresh look at your premises. That would be my number one. That includes things like making sure that your trees are trimmed, that your lighting is actually working. Take those keys out of the windows that people have, because they leave them in. It just gives the perception things aren't secure. That would definitely be my top one. Second one would be having a look at the lighting that you have around as well. Because with the lighting, what happens is we sometimes put exterior lighting, but then there'll be some changes to our residence and things happen from a maintenance point of view, and it's not effective. So take a fresh look at your lighting. Have a look at your place. I say with a fresh set of eyes. This is going to sound really corny, but leave your place, go walk, come back after a walk around the block and think, if I was going to get into that place, where would I look at? And you will look at things completely differently. Third one would be, when it comes to having a look at your premises, is don't be skimping when it comes to with your locks and doors. We have people will look at a range of things for the houses when we check out the actual status of the locks and some of the condition that they're in, they definitely look you fall down. So it's important to look at those and just have good quality items. And it's important to control that drawbridge to your castle. Would be the next one, I think, as well. Number four would be from the communication point of view. People have habits where they'll do things such as posting on Facebook, looking forward to this, 3 or 4 weeks away, or those notes that happen probably more regularly when you would think, for trades, or that key under the front mat. And that's just a welcome note for burglars or people, and you're having a look around your premises. That would be the top four. Number five would be help foster some community spirit as well. Speak with your neighbors, and that way, if people are aware of things happening or suspicious around your house, that's a really good way to help enhance your security, that extra set of eyes around as well.
Old-fashioned neighborhood watch. That is, of course, if you can trust your neighbors. Now, I mean, nothing is a bigger giveaway than a mailbox full of mail, whether it be wanted mail or junk mail.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a big indicator. So having your mail diverted in other parts, like, use good ways to help remedy that. And so the key thing I think is we're creatures of habit. So we look at our own houses a certain way and these sort of things. And just changing your perspective slightly, taking that fresh look at your house, but from somebody else's perspective, is such a good refresher. And you'll find you'll pick up the top three or four things for your individual residence just from doing that.
All right, it's good stuff. It's mainly common sense, I think. Scott Taylor from Presidium Risk, good to talk to you. Thank you for that. And you and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks very much for the chat.
Yeah, it is just common sense, isn't it? Scott Taylor, security risk and resilience expert. Do you have some tips on burglar-proofing your home? Perhaps you are a burglar. Perhaps you have once led a life of crime. What tips would you pass on to our listeners this morning who are about to go away on holidays? 133 53 is the telephone number. This is the Night Shift on Triple M.